Do. Lageria.
Welcome to the Lageria Podcast, the arts and entertainment podcast where we talk about movies, music, and TV shows. I'm Clark Hubbard.
I'm Liz Caldwell.
I'm Clark's arch nemesis, Katie Chapel.
And I'm Daniel Patterson.
Daniel Patterson is joining us this week because we still haven't had a single episode this semester where all four of the core crew are together, and we needed somebody. And honestly, we like Daniel more than Corey. I think that's
fair to say. It's true. I mean, yeah.
I would like the record to state that it is true.
The record does state it. Daniel, how about you introduce yourself, talk about what you're doing in life, where you came from, where you intend to go, Cotton Eye Joe.
Okay. Well, I am a creative writing major at Union. I'm from Jackson, Tennessee, and I don't know where I'm really wanting to go, like out of Jackson, honestly, because Jackson sucks. But yeah, just want to write stories, really.
Pretty cool. Who are some of your favorite authors and people you aspire to write like?
Stephen King. I like him a lot. Neil Gaiman. I don't know if y'all know Stephen James.
I don't think I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's a Christian writer. He does more crime and thrillers.
Are you writing an article for the Cardinal Cream?
Yeah, I actually just interviewed him.
Whoa, tell us more.
Well, I sent him a message via Facebook, and he said I could email him some questions. And I did, and he answered them. So hopefully that's actually going to go in Cardinal Cream.
That's really awesome. Very cool. All right. Well, with that, does anybody have any announcements? Any birthdays, anniversaries?
Announcements.
Huh?
No. My birthday really is soon.
Ooh, when's your birthday, Liz?
November 13th.
Ooh, coming up here.
It is coming up.
Ooh. Exciting.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Luke Sauer for his birthday.
Yeah, Luke Sauer's birthday is today. We're Spooky. Recording on October 31st, also known as All Hallows Eve, because it is the day before All Saints Day.
Also known as Reformation Day.
Also Aww. Reformation Day. It's everything except for Halloween. In this podcast.
Yep.
So, no more announcements. Happy birthday, Liz.
Ooh, thanks.
Ooh, what?
The captain for Bulldog Madness, Students versus Faculty.
Ooh, tell us about this. I'm very intrigued.
Okay.
We don't understand athletics here, so we're going to need
nobody,
you, you know.
Nobody does. So, for the homecoming weekend, I was asked to be the captain for the Students versus Faculty game. So, I've picked a roster for the students to face the faculty. And if y'all know Dr. Jackson, he's been talking trash relentlessly. So this is the year the students are actually going to beat the faculty.
Incredible. Yes. Have the students never beat the faculty?
I think out of the 5 years, we beat them once.
That is pathetic.
It really is.
Wow. Sad. All right. Speaking of pathetic things, let's get back to this podcast. All right. Let's start by talking about movies that we've been watching this week. Katie, would you like to start us out in the movie section?
I would love to start us out in the movie section. I don't think that Clark is a huge fan of my movie for today, but it is quite possibly the best American movie ever produced. I really wish you could see Clark's face right now. Oh no, he's gonna turn off my mic. The truth remains sky high. Best movie ever made. If you aren't familiar, Sky High is about... It's a building's roman, if you will, a coming-of-age story about a young man whose parents are superheroes, the greatest superheroes in the city, and he has to go to high school, but not just any high school, Sky High, which is a high school for superheroes, and he doesn't have any superpowers, though. Oh, no. And so it's about
He's a mudblood.
No. A squib, technically, if you will.
Okay.
And he has to be a sidekick instead. And so it's about him being friends with his sidekick friends and falling in love with someone who's a lot older than him and way cooler than him. And it's very interesting. A real mood, if you will. It's got some of the best jokes of the 20th century. And by 20th century, I mean 21st century. Centuries work.
Good. Who is, if you could give birth to any character in Sky High, who would it be and why?
Well, I have a fear of childbirth, but if this really... this really is the only option, I would say... Kurt Russell's in there. We're just going to go with Kurt Russell.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Katie Chappell would give birth to Kurt Russell, given the chance. Liz, how about you tell us about
your... But wouldn't we all?
Oh, yes. Liz, would you tell us about your movie for today?
Yeah, so I watched the fifth Pirates of the Caribbean 5 again and hated it again.
Did you say fifth?
Yes.
There's fifth. There's
there,
five.
There are five.
What's
don't watch
called?
It.
What's
called? Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Wasn't the
is that
one?
Not? Are they all just called Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No
okay.
Tales?
Okay. They're just all dead men.
that's
the motif, Dead Men.
No, Dead Men's Chest is the second one.
Yeah.
And that one's phenomenal. The first three are great. Four is even really fun. Five is absolutely terrible. Don't watch it. Don't waste your time.
Tell us about it.
It's like a group of kids who were 13 when the first one came out got together and wrote some fan fiction about it, and then somehow it got produced.
Is Orlando Bloom still in it?
You know, yeah, he makes like a 10-second appearance and then...
Not worth it.
It's not worth it at all. And it was terrible. And I've unfortunately watched it so many times with so many people to tell them how terrible it is that, like, I could quote the movie and just, like, I could act it out for you on how absolutely horrifying it is.
It
it's
honestly
so bad.
Sounds like this is actually just your favorite movie.
No. You see, it's not one of the... It's
Liz,
so bad it's
this,
fun. No, this is an LOL by
space.
Miley Cyrus, okay? This
Listen,
is different.
Liz,
this is something that's so bad.
Hey. Hey, kid.
I can't,
it's okay.
I can't express it enough.
Okay. So. Well, denial is the first step to recovery. What
yeah.
questions do we have about Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men 5?
Does Orlando Bloom have a shirt on in his 10-second?
Yeah. Therefore, again,
crap.
Pointless.
Yeah.
Well,
I was hoping that would redeem it a little bit.
Nope.
But
are they going to make a sixth? Or are they finally going
probably
to end it?
Because... It's stupid and doesn't make any sense whatsoever. If they followed the actual rest of all of the four that were good, then no, they wouldn't make a six because it wouldn't make any sense, and this isn't Star Wars.
Do they sing the famous pirate song, "We Are the Pirates Who Don't Do Anything"?
They should have. It may have made it a little bit better if they had.
What if we
but
make
no.
a movie and we call it Pirates of the Caribbean 6, but it's just Orlando Bloom shirtless and the VeggieTales are singing over him
just
the
over and over
time.
Again.
It would be better than the fifth one.
Think
easily.
This is a new project, Clark.
A new project? Like, I haven't been working on this for 6 years. Daniel, tell us about your movie for this week.
Okay, well, this is a little sad to say, but I just recently watched The Breakfast Club for the first time.
Oh.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never seen it, but...
Really?
Yeah, go ahead, though, so tell me
Dude,
about it.
It is so good. Like, it's strangely interesting, even though it's just a bunch of teenagers that are really angsty and
Same.
Socially weird, but
Same.
They're just in detention all day for a Saturday. And it's just all about these kids that really hate the professor that's there, and they're just wanting to rebel and do anything they can to get in trouble.
Do you like it?
I do.
You're a fan.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Who's your favorite? Which one are you?
Probably the worst one.
Oh!
Just to be honest, that gets into all the trouble.
Wow, I didn't expect that.
Yeah, but I really connected, honestly.
There we go.
You heard it here on Lageria.
Well, the movie that I watched this week doesn't exist. So I want to talk about a movie from my past that scarred me deeply. Disney's The Great Mouse Detective.
I really thought you were going to say Sky High.
I'm not going to talk about Sky High on this podcast. The Great Mouse Detective is a Disney film where they adapted Sherlock Holmes and they made him into a mouse, and Watson is also a mouse. I think Sherlock Mouse's name is Basil Rathbone or something
like
that.
Like a book
I'm
about
sorry.
It.
Probably.
I think I read
yes.
that when I was
no.
a kid.
No, they do have a book about it, but I saw the movie first and then read the books.
Okay.
It's one of those terrible things. Katie?
So, is Sherlock Holmes...
He's in it.
Not is he not a rat or a mouse in real life?
No, he doesn't exist in real life.
Oh, that's
yeah.
sad.
He was a fictional Dang character. It.
Aww.
Yeah. But anyways, the reason this movie scarred me so much was because there was this bat with a peg leg. And he's one of the... Yes, Liz, you look like you have a question.
Do bats have legs?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought they just had little feet.
Well, yeah.
But what are the feet connected to?
Their body.
What? What animal? What animal is just a torso? And then just like hands sticking out of the torso and then feet.
A penguin.
But they still have a little bit of a leg.
They do. And if you lift up the blubber, there's like an ankle.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you lifted up bat blubber?
I'm going to look up penguin ankles right here.
All right. While Katie's looking up penguin ankles, if you're listening to the podcast, you can go look up scary scenes from The Great Mouse Detective and relive my nightmares.
What's the scariest scene?
The scariest scene is when they're trying to find this kidnapped daughter of an inventor mouse, because all the characters are mice, except for a horse in Sherlock Holmes, which is a dog, and I don't know. But they're trying to find this child, and then they see this cradle. And it's one of those cradles where, like, you put the key in and turn it, and it's, like, going back and forth and making, like, really creepy nursery rhyme music, and so like you know what's about to happen, and you just see the bonnet and the guy is coming up from behind and just sees the bonnet, and they're like, oh, it's a baby in the cradle, but it's not a baby in the cradle. And then he looks inside and the bat and the peg leg jumps out, and he really doesn't sound great. He sounds like he has like a throat infection, but that's the bat. I don't remember his name, but he scares me.
Here's a penguin skeleton.
Look at those legs.
Wow. Yep,
it's got legs.
For the viewers at home, penguins have very long legs, and you should definitely look at a penguin skeleton.
That's so interesting. Wow, the more you know. This episode of Loggeria is brought to you by penguin skeletons.
That's our title, actually, the one with penguin skeletons.
Well, we'll see. We have to see what other good content we get on this episode.
The one with Sky High?
No.
The one with Kurt Russell.
The one where Katie gives birth to Kurt Russell.
I didn't give birth to
We'll him. See about that. We've got 20 minutes left in this podcast. With that, let's move on to television shows. Liz, would you like to start us out with this section?
Yeah, so my television show is a lot like Clark's television show last week, which is Clep Test College Mathematics prep exam things and how to do college mathematics.
Mm-hmm. And so, so how was that? What'd you learn?
I learned that I still don't really understand how to find the area of a triangle. And I learned... and that I don't know how to, like, find the arc of a circle and all of
Let's go back to the triangle.
You know it's space times height divided by two.
Yes. I did.
So believe you do not, know I, how to find...
I do, but, like, I just learned that I was still really bad at it. Like, as simple as it sounds, I was still, like, it was...
Do you know what Sokotoa means?
It's about the hang on sign the, and yeah, cosine yeah. and tangent.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She knows math.
She's got it.
Hey, I made a 57.
Hey, whoa. All you gotta do is get a 50.
Exactly. So
we don't have to talk about my Clep test. I'm sorry, I'm still bitter.
Should we talk about your Clep test?
Let's talk about Katie's Clep test. Shouldn't have brought it up if you didn't want to talk about it.
I got a 68. I put so much effort in. So much effort. Why did I care so much? I don't know. I spent the entire 90 minutes, and I almost didn't even send my scores in because apparently I don't know how to...
Read.
No, I don't know how
to follow instructions.
Do mediocre. If I'm not doing an A, then I feel like I'm failing. And I learned a lot about myself during those 90 minutes. It was not fun.
Can I just tell you, I got extended time on my test because I actually really do have dyslexia. I know I say that all the time, but it's for real. So I even got 2 hours, and I had 35 seconds left on this test on the last question that I answered. Still made a 57.
Wild.
I know. I'm just, but I'm happy and it's over, but whatever.
But she passed, so it's all good.
Yeah, I passed. Claps for Liz. That matters. Anyway, that was my TV show.
Good. Daniel, what was your TV show this week?
The Haunting of Hill House.
Ooh, yes.
Spooky. And that, I haven't finished the entire show, but it is incredible. So the premise, I mean, is obviously this family that bought a house and it's haunted. And
is it on a hill?
No.
What?
It's not.
Is that false advertisement?
Is the family the Hills?
I think so. Or it's the name of the house that has been passed down for generations, you know? But it's weird because it's a terrifying show, but it's really all about a family tragedy and them trying to recover from it.
Really, the scariest things are our families.
Yeah, like
is that the Netflix log line? It's like The Haunting of Hill House. The scariest things in life are our immediate families.
And then everyone just kind of goes, "Yeah, you're not wrong."
And then
Katie
Chappell says, "A mood."
But like,
my motto.
Interestingly enough, though, like the show starts off with them as kids, and it goes back and forth between them as kids when they're in the house and them as adults and they're gone. And you learn very early on that the kid's mom committed suicide in the house, but they don't really know why she did that and what drove her crazy. So even as adults, they're trying to recover from that.
Mm.
So the entire show is going back and forth and showing like how to deal with death and grief.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So is it like a thinking horror show?
Yeah, it is. It's really sophisticated. It's not a whole lot of jump scares. And what I really appreciate it, it's almost kind of like Stephen King with his writing, is they introduce a threat and they give you little glimpses at it, but they don't show it to you.
Mm-hmm.
They just leave it to your entire imagination. And that just makes it even worse.
Yeah, makes it even creepier. Fear of the unknown.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look carefully throughout all the episodes, you can usually see some kind of figure hiding in a corner.
Ooh.
And just barely notice it.
Oh, I hate that. That's horrifying.
Yeah. I just threw up a little bit.
No, the show is
really
terrifying.
Did.
What?
Clark had his eyes closed. He couldn't see it.
Good. The show that I watched is not a show, but it's a podcast, and that's basically a TV show for your ears, right?
Yeah, it's the same thing, but without pictures.
I think so. And if I was visually impaired, then this would be the same thing as a TV show for me, except I might enjoy it more. Think about it that way.
That's a fun way to think about it. I like that.
Thank you, Katie. I've been listening to a lot of different podcasts just because I like waking up and listening to podcasts, and then just throughout the day when I'm walking anywhere. Sometimes music, sometimes podcasts. But a new one that I just discovered that's been out for several years is called Lore. And it's being turned into a TV show, actually. So, ha, it still works, sort of, because it's being turned into a TV show.
Mine should not be turned into a TV show.
Well, we'll get there when we get there.
Okay.
But Lore is about, like, these real-life tales of these sort of horrifying situations. So the first few episodes, there's, like, one about why are vampires a thing? Like, where did that originate out of? And it's tuberculosis. And then where did werewolves come from? There's a few different explanations there. But then there are also these really creepy episodes every once in a while. One of my favorites was, it's called The Blood Pit, and it's this ventilation shaft in this tunnel. And one time an explosion went wrong and a bunch of people died in the tunnel, and so they covered it up and they were just like, okay, we're not gonna send anything down there anymore, we're not gonna keep digging this tunnel. But then they uncover it a few months later to try and rebuild it, and they found that a lot of the men had survived the explosion and had built a raft, and the reason they died is because they like floated into the top of the tunnel that was covered up by the people who had survived. And then, over the years, lots of spooky things happened in those tunnels, and people continue to go into them just to see if there is something spooky. So, it's a very creepy podcast.
Mm. I bet mine's creepier.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Actually, okay. It's actually just very disturbing.
Good. Well, let's hear about it.
Oh, you want to hear about... Are you ready for my television show?
We can move on to music.
No, we're going to talk about it. So, okay. I'm talking about last podcast on the left. Clark just rolled his eyes at me.
I rolled my whole head.
And it's actually a very disturbing podcast. So this is me saying don't go out and listen to this. But I, for some reason, keep listening to this. I've listened to like 2 episodes a day for the past week. And I think I should cut myself off because I'm having a lot of stress dreams. Maybe this is the cause. It doesn't matter. But anyway, I just watched an episode on the Franklin cover-up. And I have no idea if I believe it's real.
Franklin the Turtle.
Yeah. You know, it's all about how he hides in his shell. Yes. No, this is actually much darker. It's about a government cover-up of a pedophile ring.
Pretty dark.
Yes. Yes. And I don't really know what to believe or not.
When did
I'm
it
actually.
Happen?
It happened in, great question, not that long ago. I actually have, there's a famous book called The Franklin Cover-Up. I have it up on my phone because I'm reading through it, and I found a free PDF of it. And it's about different politicians who have been a part of this. It's about some man named Larry King, and Larry King is accused of like being in charge of this, and like
not the Larry King we all know and love. just to clarify, Larry King. The talk show host Larry King is much darker than we ever thought.
But they did implicate a lot of people, such as like George Bush, all of the Bushes essentially, and so a lot of really crazy things. I actually think that I can't believe it, because I don't think I can just go about my normal daily life believing that this happened or is still happening. There were several key witnesses that went in front of a grand jury, and every time the case would start to get some credence, then people would mysteriously die. And these two people went in front of a grand jury and testified. And there's all sorts of things. I don't know. Those two people ended up getting charged for perjury, which never happens. I don't think I've actually ever heard of anyone getting charged for perjury, much less people who actually perjure, I don't know, like Brett Kavanaugh. And so then they go to jail for 5 years. Like, each of them go to jail for like 5 years for perjury. One of them got sentenced to 20 years for perjury. So it's just like very dark and disturbing. And if I die after this podcast, you all know why. Larry King, the talk show, came to me and killed me. So
I'll we'll venge you.
Thank you.
That's the verb form of to get vengeance.
I thought you said that doesn't matter what that means.
The one where we venge Katie. All right. Let's move on to the final section of our podcast for this week, talking about music. Daniel, you haven't started a section. Would you like to talk about your music?
Am I able to talk about an entire album or just a specific song?
You can talk about an entire album. And also, if you'd like to, you can play like 20, 30 seconds from Spotify or Apple Music.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah. Let me pull up. I've been listening to For Emma Forever Ago by Bon Iver.
Yeah.
Like the entire album.
It's a good fall. It's a good fall album.
It really is. And I think that's why, as it's getting colder and the leaves are changing and all of that, I don't know. It just really,
as cuffing season rounds the corner,
You
must listen to Bon Iver.
I feel like everyone sort of does, but
cuffing season, the time when I cuff my jeans.
Is that, I've always wondered. Never known what it meant.
That's what it means.
Interesting.
Or where I get arrested a lot. Handcuffed.
Okay. Okay. Well, no, let's keep this thread going, Katie. What else could it be? All right, she's out. Daniel, you like it because it's cold weather music.
Yeah, and I don't know. I like Bon Iver better than pop just because his lyrics are deeper. And I think specifically I like this album because the music's more simplistic. It's just more of a guitar and...
Yeah.
And that is not as complex as his other stuff.
Hold on, we need to take a break. Katie, why are you laughing? Why are you losing your mind over
here? Yeah,
what
is going on?
We're talking about Bon Iver. He doesn't make happy laugh music. He makes sad cry music. You're crying from laughter. That doesn't count.
No, that doesn't.
I'm just laughing at Katie.
What's the deal?
Katie, what is so funny? We just talked about Larry King murdering you.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about Bon Iver. And somewhere in between those things, Katie found the funniest thing in the world.
Okay. You're not still thinking about Larry King, are you?
I don't know. What?
You're not still thinking about Larry King, because that's not like very appropriate to laugh at. It's a serious issue.
I'm thinking about a John Mulaney bit. That's what I'm thinking. What? And he talks about Ice Cube, and he's like, yeah, you got it, man. And he's talking about, like, if Ice Cube were to just, like, repeat different types of addictions for the rest of Law and Order.
You mean like when you eat too much chocolate, or when
you bet the house on the ponies, and when, oh gosh. I'm good. We're good now.
Okay.
Bon Iver, great musician.
Yes.
Yeah, he
this
is.
This episode's brought to you by Bon Iver and John Mulaney's Ice Cube skit. So, Danny, would you like to play a short selection from one of the songs?
So, this is called Lump Sum. Changed it on accident.
Hey, we all make mistakes. That's totally okay.
Do you want to bring it back to the other mistakes. One?
Everybody makes mistakes. No, it's okay.
Everybody has those days.
Hey. Yeah.
Everybody knows what
I'm talking about.
Everybody gets that way.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Liz, would you like to tell us about your music?
Sure. This week I'm listening to Hannah Montana. No, not really. I'm listening to... I'm kidding. Listening to this group called Radical Face. Just found them. And I like it. And I don't know anything about them. Just stumbled upon them. And because my cousin and I, fun fact, my cousin and I exchange playlists every season. And this was on her playlist. And I like it a lot. So here it is. Put any words in there yet, just because
okay.
I don't remember the words. Called? That one is called Welcome Home, and I like it a lot. And it sounds like a song that should be on a movie, like something like Madagascar. I don't know, but I like it a lot.
That's what I think of when I think of movies. I'm just like, something that should be in a movie. You know, Madagascar for example.
It did. It reminded me of that.
Absolutely.
I like it.
It's a good vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good vibe. Katie?
I'm going to play a great song. It's actually a cover of a Tears for Fear song.
But it's not from Sky High.
It doesn't matter what movie it's from. Yeah, it is. It is from Sky High. But it's also a cover of a Tears for Fear song. So let's take a listen, shall we?
Let's listen.
Those are some of the famous opening lines of a great song. You should really check out the Sky High album. They've got a lot of really classic songs that are like early 2000 moody covers of those songs. So, a great time. Everyone would recommend.
Absolutely. Well, the music that I've been listening to this week is by a band that I just discovered through Spotify. Spotify Discovery somehow knows everything about me, and I really don't know why that is. But this is from the album Sure Sure by the band Sure Sure, and I'm just going to play a little bit
Can
of
you
this.
Spell Sure Sure? Like S-U-R-E?
S-U-R-E, S-U-R-E, no comma. I don't know why.
Oh.
There should be a comma there. Don't we all agree?
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
Yeah. Sure, sure. Sure, sure. It's like susur, but it's not.
Yeah, it's like so sur.
Sur.
Okay. Here is the song Friends off of their 2018 album.
A lot of Matt and Kim.
Yeah, yes. Definitely some Matt and Kim vibes throughout the album. They also have a lot of different sounds throughout, which I really like. But it's a fun time. It's a really fun time. With that, let's move into the last section of our podcast, talking about what we're excited about, what's coming out soon, whether it's a show, something that we're going to watch, or something that's actually coming out anytime in the near future. Do we have anything? Liz?
Okay, this came out recently, but I haven't, like, sat down to enjoy it yet. But I'm going to enjoy... Ooh. Well, okay. It's not a show or music or a movie. It's definitely a video game, and it's called Undertale. And it sounds dumb, but look it up. Look it up.
Is it connected to... What's that Tale movie?
Under Oath.
No! The... Shark Tale? Is that what that cartoon movie is called?
It is most definitely not, no.
That's a shame.
In any way, shape, or form. It's made by one guy. It's awesome. The music is great. Everything about it is great. And it's one of those where it's, like, all written in the second person, which you never come across.
Interesting.
But it is, and I love it. I love it a lot. So very that's cool. What I'm going to do.
Katie, you excited about anything?
Yeah, I might have actually talked about this recently, but I still am looking forward to seeing it. Still have not seen it. The newest Halloween movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will be very interesting. Jamie Lee Curtis is back. She's going against Michael Myers, who throughout the thing is like, I don't know, she is her brother or her son, they're somehow related. A lot of things have happened since these other sequels have come out, but I've heard this one is really great. So I'm very excited to see it. I have high standards for scary movies. I've made a couple in my lifetime, so...
Very good. I am excited to see Bad Times at the El Royale, and that came out a hot second ago.
It did, yeah.
But I still haven't seen it. I'm hoping to watch it at some point this fall, but we'll see. Who knows, really, when I'll ever have time again to watch anything or feel joy. Daniel, are you excited for anything that's coming out, or are you just...
Yeah. Oh. So mine's actually a video game as well. I bought an Xbox One yesterday, so...
Beautiful.
I know. I'm going to go play Assassin's Creed Odyssey. It came out a couple weeks ago, I think.
Is that following Odysseus as he goes through?
100%, yeah.
Wow, that's really nice.
I know.
Is it linked to Mario Odyssey?
Yes.
Perfect.
Everything. What country and time does that take place in?
Athens.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Athens, well, Greece. Wait, is it really about Odysseus?
Yeah, you actually do follow Odysseus.
Wow. I was just kidding, but
no, but I'm being serious, yeah.
Oh,
I'm pretty
gosh.
Sure, like... I played only a few minutes of it, and they mention Odysseus. The game also starts off with the Battle of the 300.
Way more interested in this video game
Katie's
than gonna I thought
become
I
a gamer.
Would be. You know me.
Well, thank you all so much for taking the time to listen to Logoria,
Logoria,
the arts and entertainment podcast where we word vomit about movies, music, and TV shows. Once again, my name is Clark Hubbard.
My name is Katie Chappell.
My name is Liz Caldwell.
And I'm Daniel Patterson.
And I would like to point out that Katie did not say that she was my arch nemesis, which means over this podcast, we have once again become fast friends.
Do, 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 do.
Logoria.